If carbon credits, Kyoto, and COP15 all seem a bit opaque to you, well, maybe it's time to adopt a negotiator. Ben Jervey, which negotiator have you adopted?
I'm here with Jonathan Pershing and the entire U.S. delegation.
And Lee Lorena, who have you adopted?
I have had to adopt the whole Indian delegation at COP15.
Ben Jervey and Lee Lorena are two of the 13 young people who make up the Adopt a Negotiator project. They're in Copenhagen, literally tracking the wheelers and dealers who will decide the future of any global climate deal. And they're blogging about what's happening every step of the way. Ben and Lila, welcome to the program.
It's great to be here.
This is my first time on radio. I'm so excited.
So, Ben, first to you, explain how this Adopt a Negotiator project began. I mean, how did you convince all of these sort of, you know, important government officials to give access to young people to see what they're doing?
Well, the project itself has been in place since the talks in Bonn in June, and we have since gone through Bangkok and Barcelona intersessional sessions, and now here in Copenhagen. The whole point of the UN, or the UN really, is built on this transparency ethic, and access is essential. So it's not hard to get your delegates to talk to you. I think they're, some of them at least, excited about the attention. I think normally they're toiling away in this world of diplomacy without any feedback or company at all.
And so, Lila, you're following the Indian negotiator.
Yes.
What lengths do you go to follow the people from the delegation that you're tracking? I mean, do you like
sort
of snoop
around?
Well,
sometimes I really wish that I was a man. One of my colleagues, actually, from the Indian youth delegation, dragged the negotiators all the way to the loo.
To the bathroom.
Because what happens is that there's such big rooms and such a big conference center, and to find these negotiators is horribly tedious because they will go into their little cave, which is called the delegation office, and they won't come out. So I literally have to run behind them. Once you run behind them, they know you're here, they'll fix up a time. Because I've had a relationship with them from Bonn, some of them I can easily catch any time on lunch, talk to them at a very basic level, or go to the delegation office and just intervene.
Ben Jervey, are they sort of saying to you, because a lot of these guys that are negotiating on behalf of the U.S., they want to see some kind of movement on climate change, but of course they're limited as to what they can do by domestic politics. Are they sort of expressing any frustration to you?
If they're expressing any frustration at all, it might be with the lack of understanding in the sort of logjam that they're in. They really do have their hands tied in this process because, you know, the State Department can't move ahead of Congress on this issue, and the U.S. negotiation position here, frankly, isn't very constructive in the talks. And certainly the developing world is expecting a lot more from the United States than we are able to because of our domestic politics.
Lila, you wrote this entry, a blog entry, where you compared climate negotiations to dating, and you said in this blog entry that you wouldn't date a guy from an Annex One country. That's the name given to the developed countries like the U.S. and Canada. Why not?
Essentially because, A, they're not willing to commit. B, they don't pass me my remote when they're at home because they don't want to transfer any technology back to my country. C, they're always wanting reports because they want everything verified.
So no compromises. You won't even reconsider.
But I would marry them in case they're willing to give me all this.
If they would give you all of this. So if somebody from an Annex One country would say, okay, I'm going to make a commitment to climate change, you would go for it.
Good commitments, good finance, and good technology transfer.
Fair enough. Lila Raina of India and Ben Jervey of the United States are two of the young people shadowing the negotiators from their countries at the Copenhagen Climate Talks. They are there as part of the Adopt a Negotiator project. Thanks so much to the both of you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.